It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. My name is Spencer. I always have to say that. You must know that my name is Spencer. And I am recording this on April 7th at 12.02 p.m., not 12.02 a.m. I'm usually sleeping at that time. Okay, let's talk about the words. The first word is excitant, excitant, or excitant. Either way is fine. E-X-C-I-T-A-N-T. I feel like I would say excitant if I ever once used this word in my lifetime. This is an adjective from 1607, and it means tending to excite or augment, as in excitant drugs or excitant drugs. So these drugs will excite you or augment you. Augment you how? What is being augmented? Your physicality, your brain, your mental state, your consciousness. What? Your adrenaline. Your sweat glands. You know, I feel like I've heard of people on ecstasy who are dancing and very sweaty. But I don't think the sweat glands are specifically the things that are being targeted by these excitant or excitant drugs. So what I wanted to look up was, what are some examples? Why would we be talking about this? Amphetamines. Stimulate. It's going to stimulate your body and maybe make your heart rate go high. Probably not the safest things to do. That's just my little PSA. Okay. That's an excitant. Maybe we should make an excitant sound. Would that be good? Yeah. Ho. What are we going to do? Woohoo! I've done the woohoo so many times. That's just my go-to. That's my default. I'm so sorry. Let's just go, yay! The next word is excitation or excitation. Either one, again. Either one is fine. I feel like, where have I heard this word? Is it in a song or something? Excitation. Isn't this a word that you just want to sing? Excitation. I just want to sing all the words. This is a noun from the 14th century. The synonym is excitement, but especially the disturbed or altered condition resulting from stimulation of an individual, organ, tissue, or cell. So we're talking about the physiology of the body. Maybe a human body, maybe an animal body, a body. The disturbed or altered condition. So yes, maybe when you're taking one of these excitant drugs, it's going to stimulate the body, the organs, the tissue, the cells, all the stuff. And then you're just like, oh my God, I can't stop moving and thinking and talking. And blah, 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 blah. I'm in a state of excitation or excitement, which we're going to see that in this episode. Yes, we are. I know I talk so fast, it seems like I am in a state of excitation, but I just don't want there to be a lot of pauses, I guess. We can have pauses sometimes. But for an audio medium, they're not that interesting. Okay. Ooh, yay! Oh my God! The next word is excitative. Adjective from the 15th century. Tending to induce excitation. As of a neuron. We're talking about neurons, as in the example, excitative substances. It's something that's going to excite the neuron. Can it only be a neuron? Why can't it be something else? Tending to induce excitation. The excitant drugs are excitative because they are exciting. They're putting a body into excitation. Okay, we got another one. We got more than just one. Yes! Oh my gosh! This is excitatory, adjective from 1803. Exhibiting, resulting from, related to, or producing excitement or excitation. As in, excitatory nerve fibers. So they result from being excited. These are the things that are going to get excited be in a state of excitement when a signal is sent to them, this drug, the stimulant, this excitatory thing, whatever. These are the excitatory nerve fibers. Was that the example? Yeah. So that's cool. Yeah. I got nothing. Yes! Hurrah! The next word is excite. This is a transitive verb. I believe it's just transitive. So many definitions. From the 14th century, number 1A. To call to activity. You want something to get going. You're calling them over, probably military. You got to excite the military, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, the Space Force. I think that's all the force, the Star Wars force. You got to excite all them. But also, it also could be your cells. Hey, cells, I'm calling you to activity. Oh, here we go. Let's go create some more cells and grow hairs and push the blood and other things that cells do. Good one. Number 1B is to rouse to an emotional response. As in, scenes to excite the hardest man to pity. Oh, was that English? Was that proper English? Why does this not make sense to me? Scenes, like a movie scene. Scenes to excite the hardest man to pity. Okay, it's kind of making sense. Why is this so weird for me? Scenes to... So this... this hard man... No, he's not just a hard man. He's the hardest man. He watches these scenes. Maybe it's of a sad Bambi. And it's going to excite him to pity? This seems like this should be a quote. To rouse to an emotional response. Any emotional response. The pity, the happy, the surprise, whatever it is. Rousing to that emotional response. 1C is to arouse. Is different than rouse. Rouse and arouse. What's the difference? They're pretty similar. So, to arouse by appropriate stimuli. And the example is the thing that is being aroused is a strong emotional response. To arouse as a strong emotional response to appropriate stimuli. It can't be inappropriate. We don't want this stimuli to be inappropriate. That would be so inappropriate. No, it must be appropriate. As in the example, excite enthusiasm for the new regime. Oh, yay, we're being controlled by a new group of people now. I'm so excited about that. They are exciting enthusiasm in us to be happy for our controllers and leaders. They must have weird lives. That's a quote, by the way, the excite enthusiasm for the new regime. That is a quote from Arthur Knight with a K. He's one of the knights in shining armor, Arthur Knight. Number 2A, the synonym is energize, as in excite an electromagnet. You know, you have that electromagnet just sitting around in your tiny little apartment. Just go excite it, energize it, get it going, stimulate it, call it to activity so it can make you dinner. 2B, I feel like my mouth is kind of dry, and luckily I have some water handy. Everybody's favorite sounds, eating and drinking. Okay, so energized electromagnet 2B is to produce a magnetic field in, to produce a magnetic field in a thing. I don't know how to produce a magnetic field in a thing. Can humans do that? Has science been able to create that? Well, if you got an electromagnet, maybe that's the thing that's going to be producing this magnetic field. The example is excite a dynamo or a dynamo. That sounds kind of weird. Dynamo? No, dynamo. Excite a dynamo. That dynamo, I guess, is going to produce a magnetic field, or maybe the magnetic field is being produced in the dynamo. I don't know which. Number 3, to increase the activity of as a living organism. You are increasing the activity in this living organism by exciting the cells, so you are exciting it. This synonym is stimulate. Electroconvulsive therapy would definitely be something that is stimulating the living organism. Number four, to raise as an atomic nucleus, an atom, or a molecule. So that's the thing that is being raised to a higher energy level. What are you doing to get it to a higher energy level? What are you pumping it full of? Excitant drugs? Are you giving these, where were they? What's the examples? The atomic nucleus? Are you putting an excitant drug into the atomic nucleus? Or the atom? The nucleus is part of the atom, I'm pretty sure. Or just a molecule, which is multiple atoms stuck together for a while. A synonym is the word provoke. I'm just going to poke you with a stick, and that's going to maybe excite you because you're going to be like, stop it! My emotions have been roused. Excitedly is an adverb. Have we talked about the etymology yet? I don't think so. I think this is the first time we're getting there. This is from the Latin verb, of course, excitare, which is from the EXX prefix, plus sitare, which is not the cool Indian guitar thing. Sitare with a C means to rouse. And there's more with the word cite, like I'm citing my sources. That seems different. But yes, rousing. Rousing, exciting. Get out of bed. I'm trying to rouse you out of bed so you can go to school because you got to learn. Yes. The next word is excited state. Two words, noun from 1927. This is the state that I want to go live in. Can this be the 51st state? Well, I think Puerto Rico might as well be the 51st state. But then the 52nd state can be the excited state. What state do you live in? Excited. Can't you tell? This is a state of physical system as an atomic nucleus, an atom, or a molecule that's higher in energy than the ground state. I think I have so much to learn about electricity. I should have had an electrician on for the electricity episode. It seems probably not as complicated as I make it seem to be, but also pretty complicated because you gotta know what you're doing. You don't want to mess up electricity, be an electrician. But this is different. This is, you know, but I say that because electricity, when you're dealing with cables and stuff, they have a ground. I never studied this stuff, so I don't know what I'm talking about. It's probably a good thing to learn. But this specifically, what we're talking about here is an atomic nucleus, an atom, a molecule, same examples as before. And it's at a higher energy than the ground state. Would that be its normal state, probably? The ground state, where it's all grounded and one with the earth? So yes, when it's in this other state, it's not at its base state, and so it's in its excited state. Right now, I'm in my excited state. I'm talking, I gotta be excited for you. So that's the state I'm in. All of my molecules, my nucleuses, my atoms, my molecules, everything is in an excited state. And I can't do that for too long. We all need a break sometimes. Yeah! Yeah! Next is excitement, noun from 1604. Number one, something that excites or rouses. We would like to go to the show and watch some excitement, please. This is the fun excitement, because it excites me and it rouses me. It doesn't arouse me. That's different, right? We didn't get into that, but I think those mean a little bit different things. Number two is the action of exciting. And also the state of being excited. When you are excited, you are in a state of excitement, watching excitement, doing some excitement. It's the action of exciting. Yes, excitement. Yes, excitement. This is the one of the weirder sound effects. Okay, next is Exciter with an E-R. Ooh. Ooh. If no cider company has done this, somebody should make one called Exciter. And you get very excited. It's got a picture of somebody who's very excited, I guess. I don't know. Maybe somebody's already done this, but I think that's a good idea. That would be an apple, an alcoholic or non-alcoholic cider, whichever you prefer. Maybe both would be good. Noun from the 14th century, number one that excites. They are the exciter. This could be that electromagnet. It could be a person. It could be music. It could be podcasts. It could be lots of things. Whatever excites you, it excites you, is the exciter. Number 2A, this is a generator or battery that supplies the electric current used to produce the magnetic field in another generator or motor. I had to get through that quick because I had a burp coming, which has been cut out and deleted from humanity for all times. 2B, an electrical oscillator that generates the carrier frequency as for a radio transmitter. Well, it's an oscillator that generates the carrier frequency. It generates the frequency that's going to... And it's an oscillator, so I imagine it's spinning like this. This is how things spin. And so it's creating the... Oh, you can stop moving your hand now. It's creating the... I can't find the word. The carrier frequency. What is the carrier frequency? It's the frequency that's going to be sent through the radio, because it's going. It's a radio transmitter. So it's got to transmit a radio frequency signal. That is the point of its life. So that machine has an exciter. I'm explaining this because I'm trying to learn this. This is the only reason I'm doing this, so I can learn these things. But you know, I hope you get to learn from me figuring it out as well. Okay, that was good for that one. Number 2B, I think, or was there more? Oh, I think we already, that was the one we did. So we're going to move on to, yeah, exciting. Adjective from 1647, producing excitement. It's exciting. This show is so exciting because it's producing excitement in you. Excitingly is an adverb. Yeah. Yeah, yay is the sound. Next is exciton or exciton. One of those is fine. It does end in an O-N, noun from 1936. I believe that are these like related to quarks or something. I haven't even read the definition yet, but there's like, not protons. There's, what are those things called that end in on? Muons? I think there's some muons. That's a fun thing to call something. So what really is it? Exciton. This is a mobile combination of an electron and a hole in an excited crystal as of a semiconductor. And I didn't really understand that. A mobile combination of an electron and a hole, like a hole in your head, in an excited crystal. I don't know what this is. Excitonic or excitonic. That is an adjective. Here's another tonic joke coming. I would like a gin and excitonic. That's a joke for the scientists. Okay, the next word, yeah, is exciter with an O-R, not exciter with an E-R, exciter with an O-R. This is the one, this the villain who's making everybody excited. Noun from 1816, an afferent nerve arousing increased action of the part that it supplies. An afferent nerve arousing? What, nerve arousing increase? Why does this not make sense to me? An afferent nerve arousing increased action. Okay, this is the nerve. It is arousing. It's doing this action of increasing the action of the part that it supplies. So whatever part that this exciter is attached to, that is the thing that it just arouses an action in a thing, whatever the thing it is that it's attached to. What would there? There wouldn't be muscles, exciter muscles. Maybe there are. I don't know. But maybe it's more like a type of nerve. It seems like it would be a type of nerve. Is that what it literally says? Yes, it's an afferent nerve. Duh, it's right there. That's it. You're good. Okay. Yeah. EXCL. Abbreviation for exclude, excluded, and excluding. Oh, nobody ever wants to be excluded. That's very sad. Yeah. Exclaim. Verb from 1566. I shall exclaim to you what this word means. By the way, we are starting with intransitive. Number one, to cry out or speak in strong or sudden emotion. As in, exclaimed in delight. I'm not an exclaimer. I don't really do that unless I am forced to for some reason. To cry out or speak in strong or sudden emotion, or if I choose to for some weird reason. Yes, my sound effect is an exclaim. Perfect. It's doing double duty today. There's an example. Oh, did I say it? Exclaimed in delight. I said that. Number two, to speak loudly or vehemently, as in exclaimed against immorality. That's a good thing to exclaim against. People who are immoral, yeah, I think we should all be doing that. To speak loudly or vehemently. Yes, you got to be very vehement when you are exclaiming against immorality. Vehement. I had a dream once where there was somebody named Vehement. I had this when I was too young to know the word vehement or vehemently. And so then I learned it. I was like, I think that's maybe a kind of a form of a word. And it was. Transitive verb is to utter sharply, passionately, or vehemently. The synonym is proclaim. Exclaimer with an ER, that is a noun. It's the act of exclaiming. This act of exclaiming says, yeah! The next word is exclamation, noun from the 14th century. Number one, a sharp or sudden utterance. Huh. That's kind of an exclamation. Yeah-ho! Number two, vehement expression of protest or complaint. This is the third time that word's come up. You've got to be vehement when you are exclaiming, doing an exclamation. I'm trying to explain. Yeah. Okay, vehemently is a very important part about exclaiming things. You must feel the vehement flowing through your bones. Yeah. The next and last word is exclamation point. Two words, noun from 1824. Number one, a mark, and then it shows the mark of boop, boop, boom, choo. What sound does that make? Send me your audio file of you making the sound of an exclamation point. This mark is used especially after an interjection or exclamation to indicate forceful utterance or strong feeling. I'm being forceful, I'm uttering it forcefully, or I have very strong feelings. Strong feelings. I have very strong feelings about this statement or interjection that I have made. I like to use these. Usually, I use these in emails if I'm trying to show that I'm sort of happy about something. Hey, how are you? I try to show, like, the positive. Let's try and be more positive than negative. Or I never want to be just, like, bland. I want to, I don't know. They're fun to use. I guess, do I use them too much? Let me know if you've gotten emails from me. Probably. They're great. They're boonk and pew and the line and dot and they're great. I learned that some people call them bangs. Like maybe if you're typing a password, I don't know if the person who told me this made it up. It's possible they made it up, or maybe this is the thing that I didn't know about. But there's the at symbol. You just say at. the pound sign, the slashes and the slashes and the hashes, also the hashtag that we just call it a hashtag or a pound, money symbol, percent, little carrot hat, ampersand, star. I'm looking at all these like special characters on the keyboard, and the exclamation point, la 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 la. It's hard to say. It's long to say. So there's the quick, easy way. I spent way too long explaining this one. You just say bang if you're trying to say that. So that's what I say sometimes. Bang. They should put that synonym in here if it's a thing. Number two, a distinctive indication of major significance, interest, or contrast. That's the end of that sentence. There was more, though. A distinctive indication of major significance, interest, or contrast. As in the example, the game put an exclamation point on the season. Why? Because it was either really crappy or really good. Distinctive indication of major significance. Yes, the game. Oh, we watched. I remember being a kid. I was maybe four. And I believe, that tracks, because I believe this was the game where the Bears beat the Lions. And if you know anything about Chicago football, you know that time was pretty fun. And I was too young to fully appreciate what it was, but it was pretty fun. I remember the Lions won, and my dad picked me up like sideways, and he was like bouncing me around because he was so excited that the Bears won. I believe that was the game that either won the Super Bowl or took him to the Super Bowl, one of those. He was so friggin' happy. And so that game put an exclamation point on the season. It was a big, big game. What was it? Oh, yeah, and then we watched the Cubs beat the Dodgers to go to the Cubs don't play in the Super Bowl. The World Series, after over 100 years of never winning the World Series. We were in an LA bar when it happened. And so when they won, the bar was silent, and we were very excited because we were Chicago people, and they were probably like, shut up. So that was based on the example of the exclamation point at the end of the season. This is called also exclamation mark. What do you say? I think about this often when I have had this thought many times. Is it an exclamation point? Is an exclamation mark? Is one better than the other? Does it matter? Who cares? Do you have opinions about this? Feel free to let me know in the things. Exclamation point or exclamation mark. And it would be in the same place alphabetically, because there's no other exclamation words. And that is also, there's no more words in this episode. So now we have to pick a word, one of them, to be the word of the episode. Excitant, excitation, excitative, excitatory, excite, excited state, excitement, exciter, exciting, exciton, exciter, EXCL, exclaim, exclamation, and exclamation point. We gotta stall and have a sip of water while we think about this. Well, there's definitely some that I don't want to pick. It's gotta be either exclamation point or excited state. Which one? If I did this live, which I think will happen eventually, then people could start sending in votes. That would be fun to see what people have to say. I would narrow it down, and then you can send me your votes, and then I could either go with your votes or not go with your votes. That would be fun. It's probably got to be exclamation point. Exclamation point. This song is the exclamation point to this episode. That's it. I could tell you about a movie I watched. We watched North by Northwest, because this is what happens when you're done talking about words. You got to talk about a movie. North by Northwest, classic movie. It's Hitchcock. Yeah, it's Hitchcock. And neither one of us had ever seen this movie, and that seems wrong, right? We should have watched it by now. I think I did see the one scene in a film class, the classic scene with the plane, but never saw the whole thing. And it's way funnier than I expected it to be. I did not realize it was going to be so funny. I gotta recommend it. You know, I guess the options are recommend not seeing it, recommend maybe like if you want to, and then like yes, this is a movie you should see. That's where I would put this in that category. It's worth a watch for a variety of reasons. I would love to talk about it at some point. Maybe. We'll see. I think it's like 217. It's pretty long, but it's fun. It could be shorter. It could easily probably be 145, potentially. 2 hours? Yeah. There were some scenes that went a little too long. But hey, who am I to question the master Hitchcock, who had a very funny cameo? Okay, that's enough to get you to go watch that movie. Let's see those numbers for North by Northwest go way up. That's the end of the episode. Thank you very much for watching, listening to the show. And until next time, this is Spencer Dispensing Information. Bang!
How Did This Not Get Made is a podcast all about the films and TV shows that never got made. In this podcast, we uncover the history of these intellectual properties and walk you through the plot of these unmade scripts to determine if they would have been great or awful. Here's just a few other titles that we've covered. The Beatles' Lord of the Rings, James Cameron's Spider-Man, Guillermo del Toro's Haunted Mansion, Star Wars, Duel of the Fates, Superman Lives, starring Nicolas Cage, James Gunn's R-rated Scooby-Doo, and Alejandro Jodorowsky's Dune, just to name a few. Episodes of How Did This Not Get Made can be found wherever you get your podcasts.